The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, as I mentioned before, Larry Pickering is on the line. He has been, as I said, he not only enjoys controversy, he sucks it in like air, but he has been around for a long time and has been stirring the pot. But he recently published one of his cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad on his website and has since been visited by some detectives from Queensland Police on Sunday night. And they told him that he is now under, quote-unquote, high-priority protective surveillance. Mr. Pickering, thanks for your time.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
I'm all right. How many police officers turned up to talk to you?
Just two. I was surprised, actually. I thought, what the hell are the cops coming to see me for? But it was pouring in rain Sunday night, and they'd driven all the way down from Brisbane. So I thought, what the hell's going on? You know?
Yeah.
And my gate wasn't working at the time, so they rang me, and they said, can you open the gate? I said, yeah, sure. So I shouldn't have, actually.
Yeah. Immediately obliged.
Well, I didn't know who they were, but I did when they got in here. They showed me their ID and that. And, yeah, they were coppers, and, they spent a couple of hours with me. They were very nice blokes, too.
Look, they would have been ultimate professionals, but did you get the feeling that they were very worried about you?
I did and I didn't. What worried me most was that on a Sunday night in pouring rain, they were prepared to drive from Brisbane down to the Gold Coast to talk to me about it. So I thought, geez, they must have some intel I don't know about, and they certainly didn't tell me about it.
All right, so you had, I'll leave it up to you to describe this, so you got it in your own words. What is on your website that they're particularly worried about?
Well, it wasn't just the drawing. It wasn't just the cartoon. It was some of the things I said, too. I'm thinking about putting Mohammed on my next... with a Kalashnikov stuck up his clacker. So they thought that was a bit rude. You know.
And did you what is the cartoon of?
Cartoons of a Muslim. I don't know what Muhammad looks like, but I took a rough guess.
All right. So it's supposed to be the Prophet Muhammad.
Well, it's supposed to be a Muslim.
Yes,
exactly,
right.
It is.
Gotcha.
I guess most people will say that. I mean, I think he wore a turban, so I got a turban on him. But have you seen it?
I did. Yeah, but right. I wanted you.
I've got him as a pig, on a spit, with a pencil stuck up his clacker coming out his mouth, and he's on the spit, and he's got a Hillel certification stamp on his rump.
Yeah,
and he's got all these Qurans underneath ready to burn.
Have you personally, I know that the police obviously have, but have you received any threats personally over posting this picture?
When I get threats, I know I can ignore them, but you've got to be a bit careful. it's like flying a plane. The plane that's going to hit you is the one you don't see.
No, quite right. So, but have you got anyone says that they're coming to get you because of it?
No.
No. Okay. But do you believe that the police have received that kind of information?
Well, they must have. I mean, there's two of them come down here, they give me they spent 2 hours with me, and surely they wouldn't have driven down Sunday night pouring rain. I mean, what the hell's going on? I mean,
Larry, if you don't mind me calling you Larry, are you worried about it?
Well, I might be worried, but I suppose I am a little bit, but you can't stop doing what I've always done, and it's take advantage of free speech in this country. And I mean, I've done some terrible things to people over the years, but The politicians only ask for the original, and I've never had any other complaints. I mean, it's just that Muslims seem to be a no-go area.
Yeah.
Whereas I can't believe that, you know, I mean, the pedophilia stuff and Cardinal Pell and the Catholic Church, geez, we give that a right old going over.
Yeah.
But we weren't required to separate that from Catholicism. So why are we required to separate terrorism from Islam?
Well, I guess the point is we're not required, but then we see what happened in Paris. To cartoonists, I mean your fellow cartoonists that have been gunned down while they're doing their job. I mean, don't tell me that doesn't send a shiver up your spine as you pick your pencil up.
Of course it does, mate. But what are they doing? What's Charlie doing now? They're publishing a whole million copies of the cartoons. So they're not going to cower to it.
Yeah.
And neither should anyone.
Well, actually, I see that I just had put in front of me right now that the latest edition of the magazine is going on sale. And there has been I'd imagine it's a depiction of Muhammad from the Charlie magazine, and it's the ABC's actually posted it on their website.
Well, that's amazing. Because
it is. I thought so too. Yeah,
that's amazing because the ABC so far has pixelized everything out, and I think that's a shame. I mean, that just shows cowardice. I mean, you've got to face these things, and if there's a problem, you should identify it. And to say that...
Can I suggest to you, though, it's probably not cowardice to try and protect your staff. I mean, because it's not just your life at stake, is it? There are other people.
Look, that's absolutely true, and I take that back, because they do have to consider their staff. I appreciate that. But the Australian newspaper also wants to protect its staff, but it hasn't stopped them from publishing.
Let me ask you this, as a professional, Stuart, does the cartoon actually help, or do you think that it aggravates the situation?
Your cartoon? Well, obviously, it's probably intended to aggravate it, but I think it's something that must be... things you've lost.
Well, are you doing anything...
this country, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And France is the same. I mean, it values its freedom of speech tremendously. And to resolve from what's been, you know, to not say what should be said or what can be said, whether you agree with it or not,
yeah,
that's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, and they've got their own right. They've got every right to have a cartoon of Larry Pickering in exactly the same position with a pencil up his bum.
Absolutely. I get that all the time.
Yes.
Some terrible things said about me, but, you know, you live with it. This is the cost of a free freedom. You know, this is the cost of having free speech in your country.
Well, yeah. Larry, look, I say this to you with hand on heart. Stay safe, will you?
I'll be okay, mate. I think most of them are cowards.
Good chatting to you. Thanks, Larry.
Pleasure.
Who's your current target in life? You're always going after a target in some way, shape or form. Who are you going after at the moment?
At the moment, I'm extremely disappointed with Abbott. I'm giving him a right old paper.
Yeah, and what? Try and save me from a lawsuit here, but give me an idea of what you're going after him about.
Well, I think he's as weak as piss, mate. I mean, you know, I mean, he comes in with all the bluster and all the bravado, but when he gets in, he just sits there like Fraser did and does nothing. You know, I mean, it's people are waiting for things. He's lost his constituency the way he's going. It's just not. He's not who we thought he was.
Good talking to you. Thanks, Larry.
See you, mate.
Larry Pickering, stirrer and cartoonist, who is on high priority protective surveillance by Queensland Police after a cartoon he drew of the Prophet Muhammad, which has been sitting on his website, and he believes that the police have some form of intelligence that would say that he is under threat, because he said they drove down a fair way to go and see him. Anyway, the thought of him getting harmed is awful, but as I said to you before, we would never have thought that a person could draw a cartoon and end up being on the other end of violence just because of it. But we